Yes, Secretary General, are you concerned by the possibility that the START Treaty may be, that the ratification of the START Treaty may be delayed by, in the U.S. Senate because of the latest changes after the midterm elections?
Let me be very clear on this. The new START Treaty will contribute to an improvement of security in Europe, and I would say in the whole Euro-Atlantic area. And I would strongly regret if the ratification of the START Treaty is delayed. A delay of the ratification of the START Treaty would be damaging to security in Europe. So I strongly encourage all parties involved to do their utmost to ensure an early ratification of the START Treaty.
Mr. Secretary General, Elise Labbit from CNN. Your vision enshrined in this strategic document for NATO to move outside the European space more often and combat these threats on the global stage. I'm wondering if you're concerned that more than half of the members at this point are cutting their defense budgets right now. And I know that although you say that now people can pool more military expenses, I'm wondering if you're concerned that the alliance will have the capabilities, the investments that it needs to grow into this new global role. Thank you.
Obviously, it is a matter of concern, but I also think we have a very clear and positive response to the economic challenge. And the clear answer to that is to pool resources together, to cooperate, to prioritize. And that's the key message in this new strategic concept. I would encourage allies to embark on strengthened cooperation with a view to making more efficient use of resources. The recent bilateral agreement between the UK and France is an excellent example of how allies can pool resources and make more efficient use of the money they invest in defence. We could also think of multinational solutions where a number of allies pool resources together to acquire capabilities they couldn't afford individually. And finally, I could also envisage a strengthening of common funding within NATO, all with a view to make more efficient use of resources. And finally, we should also prioritize. And that's exactly what we will do. At this summit, we will agree on a list of 10 critical capabilities to which we will give priority in our defense investments in the coming years. So I feel confident that despite budget cuts, despite budgetary constraints, NATO allies and NATO as such will live up to commitments in the coming years.
Secretary General, Amir Oren of Haaretz in Israel. In the Secretary Albright document, which preceded this one, the simmering tensions in the Arab-Israeli conflict and the danger of Iranian policies were explicitly mentioned. In superficially leafing through this document, which you just put out, they seem to be absent. What is your position, both on Iran and on the Middle East conflict?
First, on the Middle East conflict, NATO as an organization is not engaged in the Middle East peace process. Obviously, allies, individual allies are, and we follow the development closely. And of course, I'm very supportive as regards the U.S., the Quartet's attempts to find solutions to the Middle East conflict. Whether NATO can play a role in the future, I don't know. If at a certain stage there is a peace agreement, I think there will also be a need for an international military presence to supervise and implement this peace agreement. Whether NATO can play a role in that respect, I don't know. That will very much depend on the concrete circumstances. First of all, there must be a peace deal to protect. Secondly, the parties involved should request international assistance. And finally, the UN should mandate such an operation. And I think it's a bit premature to guess about that. As regards threats, external threats, the fact is that more than 30 countries in the world have or are acquiring missile technologies. Some of them can even hit targets in the Euro-Atlantic area. And we intend to build a missile defense system to protect against any of these threats.
Deborah Haynes from The Times. Have the NATO members agreed on the missile defense shield? And if not, why not? And is there going to be an agreement this evening?
You will see that missile defense is mentioned in the strategic concept, and it has a very prominent place. But we are going to discuss missile defense in more details during our dinner tonight.
Mike Blanchfield, the Canadian Press. Secretary General, looking ahead to tomorrow on Afghanistan, there's been a lot of talk in recent days about the end of 2014 handover. Do you think it's realistic to adhere to that end of 2014 timetable, or should leaders be more flexible in allowing for more time? And if I could impose upon you to repeat an answer in French as well for our listeners.
I find it realistic to fulfill the goal of handing over lead responsibility for the security to the Afghan security forces all over Afghanistan by the end of 2014. It's an ambition outlined by President Karzai. We endorse that ambition, which means that tomorrow we will announce that the transition process is about to start at the beginning of 2011, I find it realistic that this process will be completed by the end of 2014. But let me stress that I foresee presence of international troops also after 2014, but not in a combat role, in a more supportive role, including training and education of Afghan security forces.
Thank you. Jonathan Marcus, BBC. Secretary General, on the nuclear side of things, you say that NATO's business is defense, and in a nuclear world, that must include nuclear deterrence. What about the fate of the NATO battlefield nuclear weapons, which many people believe now have no useful purpose whatsoever, perhaps maybe as a bargaining tool in some future arms control negotiations? What, if anything, does the new document say about those battlefield nuclear weapons, and do you foresee any fundamental review of their role in NATO's strategy?
As you will see in the strategic concept, we foresee a review of NATO's deterrence posture. Not only the nuclear posture, but also the conventional deterrence posture. So the strategic concept doesn't deal with all the specifics. They will be dealt with in the review of our deterrence posture.
Mr. General Secretary, Azerbaijan, INS TV. We want to know that what is the role of South Caucasus, including Azerbaijan, in new NATO concept? It is my first question. And my second question is that about Nagorno-Karabakh conflict has not resolved for many years. Which contribution could NATO make in this issue? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think NATO can play a role as regards Nagorno-Karabakh. As regards our relationship with Central Asian countries, our strategic concept clearly states that we want to enhance our existing partnerships as well as develop new partnerships. And I attach a great importance to our partnerships with the Central Asian countries, not least as regards counter-narcotics rooted in Afghanistan. So I look very much forward to further development of these partnerships.
Mr. General Secretary, Sertaç Aktan from IHA News Agency, Turkey. Since we are handed by the handed the strategic concept document, I'm not going to ask about that. I have another question. The situation is NATO-EU summit does not happen because Turkey vetoes it, or because on the issues on Cyprus. The thing is that, but then, we just suddenly see all three personalities who represents the EU in the North Atlantic Council today. I mean, do you have any technical explanation why Mr. Barroso or Ms. Ashton is in the North Atlantic Council? Why do they have a seat there? And do you think that it, I mean, Mr. Barroso doesn't even have a seat in the CFSCP in the EU. Don't you think it's just a bypass of Turkey's veto? Is it just a de facto of NATO-EU summit just happened today? Thank you.
No, we do not bypass anything. What we do is that we invite representatives of the European Union to present their views. Let me remind you that they don't have a voting right in the NATO Council. We invite them to make interventions because we attach strong importance to the cooperation between NATO and the EU. And occasionally, I'm also invited to EU meetings where I make interventions and present NATO views. So it's an exchange of views, which I find in full accordance with the overall desire to gradually improve the relationship between the two organizations.
Secretary General, I'm afraid that's all you have time for. Colleagues, the strategic concept is on the web, and it will be distributed in the media center, not here, but in the media center.